听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。今天呢 Rose 和 Brian 要在节目当中和大家一起来聊一聊新年，当然不是咱们的春节，而是公历的新年，我们叫元旦， January the 1st。
Yeah, January the 1st. God, so we did so many different types of what? Halloween traditions, Thanksgiving traditions, Christmas. Now we're coming to New Year's Day and New Year's Eve.
It's really drawing close.
Yeah, it's coming close. I can't believe it, 2017.
Well, each year just flies by.
And you know what? Mm. We are going to be in 2017 first before a lot of other parts of the world.
Really?
Yeah, we're 13 hours ahead of a lot of places.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. In fact, we're one of the furthest. So,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, let's talk about New Year's traditions first in England.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in England, the English custom for welcoming New Year is full of hospitality and warmth.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that the first guest for the year would bring fortune for them.
Oh,
yikes.
Okay.
So, if he's a male, like a guy...He should enter through the front door and bear some traditional gifts like a loaf for the kitchen, like, I guess, some bread.
Do people do that?
I guess a drink for the head of the family and coal to light the fire. Otherwise, he is not allowed in.
Oh, all right.
That's hilarious. They believe that these bring good luck throughout the year.
有意思啊。元旦其实在各个国家呢也有不同的寓意。就算是在西方国家，在欧洲啊，在美洲啊，不同的国家过元旦呢，虽然形式相近，但是呢这个一些具体的传统也不一样。你比如说在英国，英国呢认为在新年不管是家里还是店里边接受到的第一位客人会为他们的新年呢带来好运。所以如果你要去别人家拜访的话，还要带一点礼物。如果这个比如说去人家串门可以带一块面包或者是去
What if you're going to have a dinner at a restaurant? Are you also supposed to bring a loaf of bread to the kitchen?
Oh my God, you know what? That's a really freaking good question.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Supposedly the restaurant shouldprovide you with a loaf, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God.
That's interesting. And that's in England.
Yeah, that's in England. Mm. Yeah, what if you are? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, to bring fortune to the restaurant, why should I care? I'm having my dinner there.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But maybe that would be polite to do so.
Yeah, wow. All right, so let's go to Denmark. I don't know how these countries are randomly chosen, but it's hilarious.
Okay.
Okay, so in Denmark, residents keep a pile of dishes all broken in front of the door.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
So for this, they save old dishes, and people usually throw these on the friends' doors during New Year.
Okay.
Okey-dokey. This symbolizes friendship and brotherhood, and they believe the one with maximum dishes outside has the most friends. Oh, so I guess maybe like...When you're going to visit someone's house, you bring a plate or bring a dish to break, and whoever has the most. Yeah,
wow. So you know what? I think people in Denmark, if you're trying to open your door during that period, you should be really, really careful.
I think so. Wear boots that don't cut up and just go. Actually,
maybe
go to the back door.
Too.
Go through the back door.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because in the United States, if you go through the back door, that's where the dog is, the dangerous dog. So you're screwed either way. Yeah, pretty much.
But you know what? I've been to Denmark, although I didn't stay there through the winter, but I do know that they have a very, very long winter in Denmark.
Denmark, you.
Yeah, and they're nice and really, really long in winter. So it's kind of a depressing period during the year.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's when people from Denmark have the highest suicide rate. So maybe this throw the plate at the door thing is trying to cheer people up a little bit.
Yeah.So crazy.
Okay. Just try not to throw it at any people's heads.
All right. So China, will you tell me about if this is right?
Okay.
The Chinese have a unique way of celebrating New Year with every front door of a house is painted in red, which symbolizes happiness and good fortune.
Mm.
They hide all of the knives for the day so that no one cuts themselves. Is that true?Okie dokie, I guess that's a no.
I never saw that.
Because they might actually cut the entire family's good luck for the coming new year.
Oh, okay.
So however, I know, right?
That
that's different. Cut
the family.
I know. However, that doesn't make any difference to the feast they have during the time. Yeah, which actually I know you guys make lots of food, so.
Yeah, so now, yes, most Chinese families would tend to do this. They would hand out, like, 对联, which are in red, on their doors. from New Year all the way throughout mm-hmm. Spring Festival for festive atmospheres and good fortune.
Yeah.
They would do that. That knife thing, I'm still not sure about it.
I don't. Maybe they do it in some parts.
Yeah.
Kind of like tipping.
Who knows?
Who knows? All right, let's go to Brazil. Mm-hmm. Brazil, Brazil, Brazil. Wow. All right, so Brazilians believe that lentils signify wealth and prosperity. Lentils are like those little beans. They're like little white beans, I think. So they serve food items made up of the, legume, like soup or rice of the New Year. On New Year's Eve, the priestesses, that's like a woman priest, that's weird, dress up in blue and white for an auspicious ceremony celebrated for the water goddess.
That sounds in Brazil. Okay.
Yeah, weird. But, okay, shouldn't say weird, just different. Mm. Also, a sacrificial boat filled with jewelry, candles, and flowers from the beach of Rio de Janeiro is pushed to the ocean that brings health, wealth, and happiness for them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people probably have all dreamed of going to Rio de Janeiro. So have I. And, you know, the huge Jesus sculpture and everything else.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty dynamic, but this New Year tradition also sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
So if we have an opportunity to go to Brazil during that period, maybe you can witness this.
Yes, exactly. Hmm. In Austria, Austrians find good luck charm in suckling pigs. Don't even ask. Don't even look at me. I don't know.
All right.
Okay. They serve it on the dinner table with edible pigs, and the peppermint ice creams are served as desserts for fortune.
Okay.
Very, very nice. Pigs. So do you see a theme here? Germany, China, England all seem to be in all these countries we talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in Germany, lead is considered to be auspicious here. They pour molten lead into cold water, and the shape that is taken after predicts the future. Heart shapes symbolize marriage, whereas round shapes denotes good luck. Anchor shapes that tell you need help, however, a cross signifies someone's sad demise. Ooh, that doesn't sound very nice.
No.
Not at all.
Okay.
All right. So they call the New Year Eve in Belgium as Saint Sylvester Eve. They believe in throwing family parties where everyone kisses, exchange fortune greetings, apart from raises toast to welcome the New Year in their own manner.
Mm.
And children usually save money to buy decorations so they can write and gift New Year greetings to the older people.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. If you think about, take China, for instance, you know the Chinese New Year or the Spring Festival doesn't always come on a fixed date. Sometimes it could be like 2 months away from the International New Year, but sometimes it's only like a couple weeks away.
Oh.
So in those cases, when I was little, stores used to sell firecrackers.
Mm-hmm.
They used to sell firecrackers in grocery stores. Maybe you can't really imagine that.
Yeah.
But that's where we used to buy firecrackers. But they would start the sales very close to New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the time when all the children get really happy about it, buy firecrackers, set them off, and we would do that worse than we do now.
It's
we would
horrible.
Do it for an entire month.
Yeah, an entire month from like not even sunup. You guys do it for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yep. So you should feel lucky that you're only in Beijing now.
And leave Beijing for New Year's. Yeah.
Do that.
So New Year's celebrations in Canada. New Year is considered to be an important time, of course, like everybody in Canada.
Yep.
Prior to the day of the New Year, on the occasion of New Year's Eve, small as well as big parties are organized all around Canada, which go until the early morning of New Year's Day. Same
as
America.
US. Okay.
Yeah. So apart from social parties organized in club bars and discotheques, nightclubs, people also organize private parties at home, obviously. These parties are bursting with great music, great dishes, vibrant drinking options, and a feast.
Mm.
Everyone eats, drinks, sings, and dances all through the night till the dawn to mark a grand new welcoming to the new year.
虽然说这个新年传统不尽相同啊，但是我们可以看到这个一些西方国家呢还是蛮相近的，比如说在加拿大呀、美国呀，都是新年之前呢会组织很多大的、小的各种 party 啊，大家一起相聚，互相这个庆祝新年。到目前为止吧，我觉得听到的最奇怪的新年传统应该就是丹麦这个。在丹麦呢，如果你有很多好朋友，那就在新年的时候可以得到淋漓尽致的体现。怎么体现呢？方式有点吓人。好朋友去朋友家串门的时候要带盘子，
不是为了盛菜，而是为了把这个盘子摔碎在朋友家的门前。那谁家的这个门口的碎盘子越多，就证明你的朋友越多，和朋友的关系越好。听着有点危险的这种传统啊，但是不管是哪个国家，应该也不管是哪种传统吧，都寓意着或者幸福也好啊，快乐也好，吉祥也罢啊，都是有着这种寓意在其中。
All right, so yeah, that sounds very, very
interesting.
The same.
Yeah, in Canada, but not in Denmark.
Not in Denmark. So let's go to the opposite side of the world, in Japan.
Okay, what do they do in Japan?
Okay, so this is a really super important time for the Japanese. So all offices, institutions, factories, and shops remain closed for the entire day. Well, this is actually the same on in America.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody works on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Okay, so what if you want to just buy something in the grocery store?
Well, there are very few options. So you're going to have to go across town or somewhere else or whatever. Or they're only open from like, you know, 9 to 12 when they're normally open like 24 hours or something. So they have their hour. They have their holiday hours.
Yeah, or do it a lot earlier.
Exactly. So there are two different traditions in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
There is one called Otoshidama. Have you heard of this?
No.
I'm probably saying this wrong. Otoshidama, Shidama, whatever. It's an old New Year tradition of Japan in which they give money to the kids, kind of like the hongbao.
Mm-hmm.
In this custom, you have to handle a decorated envelope to the children, same as China.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money which the Japanese offer to the children depends upon the age of the children. So there's also a new tradition called mochi. Mochi is a tradition when people make rice cakes on Japanese New Year. The main purpose of making mochi is decorative. Mochi is made in kagami mochi, whatever that means. Dai-dai? Do you know what this is?
Nah.
Okay. It's basically a bitter orange is placed at the top of the decoration. That kind of sounds like China.
Yeah.
So mochi is made before New Year and is eaten with the celebrations of New Year begins.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that a lot of Japanese traditions are quite similar to those in China. About that envelope thing, you know, it's interesting that I actually personally received a lot of those when I was young. But in China, the tradition is with this is that once you're married or once you have a job, you stop receiving these and you start to give out these red envelopes.
Right, exactly. You start to give out these red envelopes. Mm. Sure. God, I wish I got a red envelope. I kind of need one.
I'll send you one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure of what, like, 5 RMB.
It's not about the money.
Oh, sure it is. I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right, so let's finish actually talking about some of Japanese New Year's customs.
Sure.
Okay, so there are more important ones that in order to keep away this evil spirits, the Japanese hang a straw rope in front of the entrance of their home. This brings good fortune.
That one's a little different, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so at the juncture of New Year, they start laughing. They think, okay. They just fake laugh. And they're like, okay, 1, 2, 3, everybody laugh.
So that's a laugh countdown, huh?
Yeah, basically, and they do this because they think that it brings good fortune and keeps, like, evil spirits away and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So it sounds pretty cool. The Japanese go to the temple and ring the temple bells 108 times. They think that ringing the bells 108 times will keep away all the evil forces. Wow, there's a lot of evil in Japan.
That will be a very busy temple right. If everyone wants to ring the bell 108 times.
Exactly. So those who believe in the Shinto religion decorate their houses with green plants and bamboo. Green plants signify new life, and bamboo signifies honesty.
Okay,
so one last one. I'm sure there's lots, but this is the last one we're going to do, is that Japanese people make lobsters with paper and decorate their house with them.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of work to make lobsters out of paper.
Well, they apparently think that the backside of the lobster resembles an aged person, like an old person.
Oh, okay.
Which symbolizes an earnest desire for endurance.
That's interesting. Maybe I should go
to... That's interesting. That's a nice way of saying weird.
Yeah, maybe I should go to Japan during the New Year's period once again. I never sing any of these in Japan. I wouldn't want to.
Why? That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that's why I said maybe I should go again during the New Year's time.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, fine. Okay. All right, so let's talk about France.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, France seems to be what do they call it? The city of beauty or the romantic city or whatever?
The city of romance, I think.
Oh, there you go. City of romance. Mm. Okay, let's go to the city of romance. All right, so on New Year's Eve, a traditional ceremony is organized in France, as part of which a special festive cake with the name of La Galette is cut. Special feast, don't ask me how to say this, is planned, which have traditional dishes such as pancakes and flavored duck or goose on the platter. Also, champagne is served to the visitors. And according to French traditions, this special dinner brings in prosperity and good luck to the lives of all those attending the feast.
Mm.
So the southern western part of France organizes an evening procession in which masses of people participate. The people participating in the procession sing and dance through the parade, which is headed towards the vinery for mulled wine. Ooh, I love mulled wine.
Mm,
you know what mulled wine is?
Not exactly. I don't drink.
You're like, oh, yeah. What is mulled wine?
Yeah, I don't drink. I have no idea about any wine.
Mulled wine is actually hot wine.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It's so delicious. And normally they will mix it, but flavor it with sometimes cinnamon or orange or like something like this and make it hot. And it's so good. It's the best.
You know, they have those in China as well, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's where I
those
first
mulled
had
mulled plum wines.
When I got to China is the first time I had mulled wine.
Oh.
Yeah, my first year here.
Yeah, it's actually true that throughout the history, mulled wine was the correct way for you to drink any wine.
Uh-huh.
But later on, I guess they just dropped that out because they think maybe it's too complicated to heat those wines up.
Possibly, yeah.
But interesting.
Well, very interesting. Mm. Well, let's talk about the U.S.
The U.S.?
Last. Oh, well, not right. last, but okay. We're going to talk about this country last, and we'll go on to religions and maybe some strange, world's strangest stuff.
Okay.
So, New Year traditions in the U.S., I will tell you if this is true or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, gatherings and fun moments includes watching of championship football games. Yes, this is true. I'm sick of it. So, what they do is during Thanksgiving, all through the football season, all the men every Saturday and Monday night football, they are watching football.
All right.
And they force everyone to watch it.
Doesn't sound fun to me either.
Nah. Mm. So, the streets are crowded with youth and elderly people dressed fashionably to welcome the New Year with great joy. The Times Square, so Times Square, New York City, hosts several events, which is hosted by the television celebrity Dick Clark. Well, unfortunately, Dick Clark has expired.
Okay. So who is it now?
They normally get just a new celebrity. And yeah. I cannot remember. I mean, I haven't been there for the last three years. So I've been here for the last few years. But this year, actually, I will be in Chicago for New Year's Eve.
All right.
Very long time.
So tell us that answer when you come back.
Okay. So many people love watching these programs broadcast on the television with all their family and friends. And they have normally like 1 to 2 million people in Times Square celebrating New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Can you imagine what that's like?
I know.
Subways, the cars, the streets, the restaurants, but I'm sure a lot of establishments make money during this time because people need to use the bathroom, buy hats, gloves, food, drinks.
I would think so. You would feel that it's not really that surprising to see so many people at one place if you're living in Beijing, but still a couple million people at one place.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
At the same time.
Yeah.
That's going to be a scene.
I kind of want to try it, but to be honest, I don't want to go down below. I want to try it from like just watch it from like my hotel room on top or something.
Yeah, I would worry a little bit about things like Stampede or something.
Even like, I hate to say it, but nowadays no one is safe, especially after all these terrorist attacks and stuff like this, that you don't know who's going to, like for me, I'm so, okay.
Oh, don't say that.
I know. I'm a bit like paranoid. After like big crowds like that where there are millions of people together, I just don't do it.
Yeah, if you were in there, you would be always searching for a bomb or something.
Did you say bomb? Bomb.
Okay, let's
you're not supposed
about
to say that
stage.
On the. You're not supposed
no.
to. Did you know you can get arrested if you say that on a plane?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, if you say I have a bomb, yeah, you would.
No, just bomb.
Really?
Have you ever seen Meet the Fockers?
Oh, I have.
Do you remember Ben Stiller is like bomb? And she's like, you're not supposed to say that on a plane. He's like, bomb, 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 bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Or something
yeah,
like this. Yeah, I recall. And she arrests him and takes him out because he's pissed. So he's like, bomb, 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 bomb.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
Okay. Mm. So American New Year customs are very colorful and entertaining events, which is, yes, very true. You can have fun at the dance parties, which is one of the major celebrations of New Year's Eve. And mm-hmm. at the stroke of midnight, all the Americans share kisses and express their New Year greetings. So it is at the stroke of midnight, you're supposed to kiss someone like your thing
whoever's
person
nearby.
Next to you. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what I should have done? I'm having a party tonight. I should have taken a mistletoe. Do you know what a mistletoe is?
No.
Okay. So an American tradition for Christmas, you're actually it's like basically a few berries and like with leaves on them. And it's called a mistletoe. And every time someone passes under the mistletoe, they're supposed to kiss.
Oh, really?
Even if they don't know each other. As long as it's two, a woman and a man, you're supposed to kiss under the mistletoe. So I should have had a mistletoe, like, waving above. And then.
What if it's two men or two women?
Hey, the more the merrier. Three women, three men. Why not?
All right.
Okay. Right, where do I live? Okay, so yes, so you're supposed to basically kiss each other on New Year's Eve at the strike of midnight. Oh, in the United States, it's believed that black-eyed beans are very lucky. So it's an American custom on New Year's to prepare a special dinner with different cuisines together for family feasts.
Mm.
And yes, this is true. I don't know about the black-eyed beans. But I know my mom for every year makes black-eyed peas in the beans.
So the black-eyed peas probably would have a concert each year on the New Year's
Eve. Right, called black-eyed peas. Right. Yeah, totally.
That's hilarious.
Right. That is totally hilarious. Mm. Okay, so that would be for America. And, of course, like we have all these things to describe American traditions mm-hmm. and customs, but – you know, people celebrate in so many new ways. There are customary ways, but these people do all sorts of weird stuff.
Yeah, I think Chinese people are also being creative about the celebrations, either on New Year or Chinese New Year. They have found a lot of new ways, i.e. for the Spring Festival, traditionally it would be a time for people to sit together with their families.
Mm-hmm.
But now they go out, not to movies, but to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either to a new city that they've never been to, or even new countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is good because especially when the family would have senior like parents or grandparents, mm-hmm. Maybe in their generation, they never had the chance to go out and see the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be a good thing for the young people now to bring their parents or their grandparents out to see what other places are like or how they celebrate the new year. So I think this year or for next year, the mm-hmm. Spring Festival will come somewhere around the 20th of January.
Yeah, well, it is. So I know that I love Spring Festival in China because we get a month off.
That's a reason. But it's very close to the new year, so I think you can do that during the period, anytime you want to. Just bring your family to a cool place, either to have a dinner or to travel for a couple days.
Yeah.
That would be really, really great.
Well, what most foreigners do is they actually leave China.
Mm.
Because this is actually the one holiday in China that Chinese people don't travel outside of China.
That makes sense.
So so the other countries, they're free. So foreigners are free to travel to all the other Asian countries without the burden of 5 million Chinese people bumping
Absolutely.
Into them and like hogging everything. You know what I mean? So they're like, oh my God. And so I have friends who are like, I refuse to travel during Golden Week. I refuse to travel during
I do feel a little bit embarrassed, but I have to say that is true.
It is true. Mm. Like they're just, and I think it's just because there are a lot of them. They're everywhere.
Yeah, there are too many of them. And they have the money to travel now. So there are a lot of Chinese people traveling literally every corner of the world.
Exactly. So this is the season I know that foreigners look forward to because it's the one time they can travel.
All right. You do that.
Yeah.
You have a good enough reason.
Totally. Totally.
当然这个新年大家怎么过我觉得也可以自己去选择。不过如果有什么创新的想法的话也可以跟我们一起分享。We'd love to hear some really new ideas about celebrating the new year.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Happy New Year, everyone, although it's a bit early.
Yes, and Happy New Year.
Okay.
And be safe. Happy holidays.
Sure. Bye for now.
Bye.